let's start with Jeremy introducing everybody.
Oh, I get to introduce everybody?
Yeah, go ahead. I can't drive the bus.
Say welcome to another episode of No Pink Spandex. This is your host, Jeremy. That's right. Boom. Taste it. Taste the rainbow. I'm doing a good job. Okay.
Take two.
No, there's no take two. This is take one and take only one. Okay. So I am here with the ever lovely Lisa J. And the equally ever lovely Spy.
Yes, I am.
And this is what we're going to do, folks. Okay. We haven't been talking about episodes for a while. We have some Dino Charge in the bank. I think overall there is a positive opinion, but we are going to crush through episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8. But first, we want to get some opinions on the first 4 episodes from the much disappeared Spy, who has returned to the fold. So now we want to know, Spy, what are you thinking about Dino Charge, at least those first 4?
Meh.
Meh!
Nah.
Gonna need a little more than that.
I'm not too invested in this series.
Why not?
Because the damage is done. I don't care.
Oh, it's like show me on the doll where it touched you sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, compare it to Megaforce. Try that. Compare it to Megaforce, right?
I mean, it's not that great. It's not like a huge step up. Everyone thinks it's like the second coming of Jesus. It's nothing.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm not going to sit here and say this is like the most amazing series ever, because it's far from it, but I see a lot of good characters. I see consistent storytelling. I mean, nobody's, you know, breaking the mold here, telling the most mind-blowing tale in the world, but at least there's, you know, an actual storyline that is playing out. So... I mean, the last great series was RPM, and it's no RPM at this stage of the game, but it's doing all the necessary things correctly.
Yeah. And actually, I would say that the last, like I was saying earlier, the last 2 episodes of this series, I feel like those are what finally are getting it on track.
Yeah. Cause we got past the initial, everybody needs a focus episode. Now we're getting down to the story.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The meat and potatoes.
Yes, meat and potatoes. Everybody loves that phrase.
So, I mean, for me, when we first reviewed the premiere, yes, we were enthused. But I do have to say, you know, it is not going to be like one of my top favorites so far. I mean, like so far, I mean, it's doing pretty all right. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's come a long way from Megaforce and a very long way from Samurai. Like, I think, like, if you could rewind it back 4 years ago, I mean, you would think, like, this was the second coming. Like, because we've been through the trenches and it's been rough, all right? We finally get some, like, quote unquote meat and potatoes instead of some canned food. Like, I mean, you know,
well, the thing is there's been so many basic things that not just Power Rangers, but any halfway decent television show needs that for 4 years, it hasn't been fulfilled. We haven't had character motivation. We haven't had individuality in the slightest. We haven't had, you know, we've had characters like Gosei who literally did nothing. Who was absolutely useless. We've had supporting characters like Ernie and whatever the teacher. I can't even remember his name. They did nothing. They brought absolutely nothing to the series. They were just there to, you know, for the Rangers to say, oh, I got to run away because secret identity. Crap like that, where just the most basic storytelling elements were not there. So it sucks in the sense that we're at a point where it doesn't take a lot to impress us, or at least to make us say, this is a good series. But I don't know. I mean, at this point in time, like, at least I can sit here and I can look at all of these Rangers and I can tell you distinct characteristics about them all that the other four don't possess. I can pick them out of a friggin' lineup like I couldn't with some of these more recent casts where their defining character traits were I have a leather jacket. Awesome. Sweet. Killing it. So, I mean, again, yeah, this series has its faults so far. I mean, and we'll talk about episode five.
Order.
Man, here's one thing they got a problem with. They can't find extras that know how to act. That's a thing. But overall, I think that at least this, you can see that this season so far is going somewhere. Like it
It's on
has a
track.
plan. It has a plan, at least it like you can see, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody can see that Kendall's the Purple Ranger. Duh. But at least it's something that they're planting seeds for. They're giving her motivation. They're creating a dichotomy between her and Shelby that's a bit of a resentment sort of thing without flat out saying, saying it or turning either one of them into the bad character, like you can see both points of view, you can understand why they're clashing, you can see them come together. There's actual growth, so to speak, which again, in recent seasons, nobody had any conflict with each other that wasn't a spell from a bad guy. So we're going in the right direction at the very least.
I mean, look, they're definitely flaws, right? So let's get to episode five.
Yes.
Don't remember what it is, so you're gonna have to remind me.
I don't remember the title off the top of my head, but this is the Chase episode where we find out where how he got
Oh,
his
right,
gem.
with the gosh, she is so horrible.
Okay,
Like,
yeah,
can't.
that's what I was saying just a second ago. Again, no offense, but this actress that they got, which is, again is continuing their thing of, hey, we can just keep mentioning New Zealand. So if someone wants to throw a nasty accent in there that sounds suspicious, we'll say they're from New Zealand, flat out, no denying it. But this woman could not act to save her life. She had the her voice was weird, like it was an odd inflection. I don't know what it was squeaky. It was bizarre. I don't understand what was up with this chick, this Mona.
I can't really put my finger on it. I don't know if it was a voice. I don't know if it was her outfits. I don't know if it was her mannerisms. I don't know. It just seemed really fake. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I know we're, fantasy and, her shop has all these rare items and antique things or whatever, but it's just like, just seems really fake. It's like, hey, look, I have this thing that can like trap, or what was it? What could it do? It would like mind control or something like that.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah. It was
chick, you have a dino. What is it called? Dino gems. What are they? What are they
the Ender
called?
Gems.
Ender
The
Gems, yeah.
energems. Sorry, there are too many dinosaur themed
Dino
seasons that
Chargers,
whatever.
Ender Gems.
Yeah, so like she just has some random dot inner gem up in her spot. Like, all right, here you go, boom. I'm gonna make you a ranger. I don't know what this is really, but I'm gonna make you. Oh, by the way, I always also have this thing that like ha can like mind control. Like, it just seems too.
I don't know. I mean, okay. I didn't have a problem necessarily with she had the thing because her whole deal is that she has rare exotic things and it was just a gem. She probably, she doesn't know what it is or what it does. It's just supposed to be happenstance that he's the one that gets it. But I think then when she also had the thing that the bad guy
That's
needed,
what I mean.
yeah.
Yeah,
Like it's
like
okay to have one,
one, not both.
but
It's a little too much. It was a little too much. So.
Yeah, but anyway, okay, the basics of this story is it's supposed to there, and this is a thread that they actually have carried before this episode, and they do carry on into the next episode, is the whole idea of it seems like Riley, not Riley, Chase isn't paying attention. Is that he's complete he lacks focus compared to the rest of the team. And of course, and the episode starts out with him making burgers and he starts burning them because he has to go talk to a hot chick. And
Chick, let's be real.
well, okay, I don't remember if she was hot. I can't remember if she was hot or not. But yeah, and so and that's the whole thing is and the underflow is that there is They're leading towards a conflict between Chase and Riley.
AKA sweaters. Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's right. This was called Breaking Black, by the way. Yes. So that's one of those things that I would say I like about this series so far is that when they have conflicts between characters, they don't introduce them in one episode and then solve them in the same episode. I mean, they're gonna eventually have one episode where everything comes to a head, but it's something that when you get to it, for the most part so far, we've seen groundwork ahead of time. Yeah, as opposed to other CD seasons, you know, like an SPD where it's, oh, I hate you. Oh, we're best friends now. Next episode, I hate you again.
Hate you. Let's get
We
married.
learn
I hate
we learn
you.
nothing.
We're having a baby. Like it's yeah.
And let me see what happens next. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, then the creepy lady shows up and let's see. Oh, she tells them the story. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, that's right. She wants to get Chase to watch her shop. And he is around because that's how he does. And then so this Spellbinder dude comes in and he's again, it's the weirdest thing. It's like a vault on his chest. It's a random vault looking thing. I'm trying to remember because this is the monster that they used in Kyoryuger where it wasn't that he what the hell was it? I'm trying to remember what they did. It was a slightly different storyline, but this is the whole thing where they get to the storyline that the Black Ranger's best friend was like straight up murdered by the bad guys.
Oh no.
Yeah, like and the best friend was played by the guy who was the Black Ranger in Goanger. Yes. So,
Dun, dun, dun.
yeah. And it was, this is, I don't know. What do you think about the whole skateboard thing?
Oh, like when he gets on it, he's really focused.
Well, just in general, the whole he's super skateboard guy, and then he's skateboarding around as a ranger and doing all of his crazy skateboard stuff, and
I mean, compared to the fortune teller lady, the skateboarding is fine.
yeah.
And compare it to anything on Ninja Storm.
Right. No, actually,
Right.
I would say Shane had better moves.
I mean, no, I mean, in terms of the skateboarding skills, the Ninja Storm people were flippy doing all over the place,
Yep,
right? But to me, it wasn't overdoing it. You know what I mean?
no,
Like, because it's not a whole season about it, so.
I kind of like the whole concept of that's how he gets his focus. I think it shows a more of a layer to his actual character is that he's not a unfocused person. It's just that he doesn't focus in the most traditional fashion. And the fact that they use the same thing multiple times in the episode is it actually makes it more of a clever plot point as opposed to just some random break the spell thing that they would do in past seasons.
I would agree with that.
Let me think. Oh yeah, I think the other thing is the difference between this episode and the Kyoryuger thing is that the whole idea of mind control, because in Kyoryuger it's just a whole thing of he wants to kill this monster because this monster killed his friend. So it's not, oh, get out of the way, Tyler, I might accidentally shoot you because I'm mind controlled. It's get out of the way or I will shoot you to get to this guy. So it's a bit darker in that sense.
And you
But
never would have guessed.
yeah. Yeah. Let me see. What else is I'm trying to, I'm literally fast forwarding through the episode as we talk. Trying to remember what is going on because it's been a while since I watched these.
I mean, you had a point where the team, like he's looking after the shop. He messed up. He let the guy get away or whatever, and then. The other team, they're like the other members of the team, they're like, look, this guy, come on, really, whatever. What's good? I think that's when, like, you know, the monster's attacking again, and they notice that something's, I think you got up to that point where like something's wrong with Chase, but you know, they couldn't really pinpoint it out, and then they go back and he's trying to figure it out, like, I gotta do this, I could do this. And And then there was a point where they go to the shop again to
Yeah,
talk with what's her
because
name.
every yeah, after the first encounter, they get back to the base, and that's when Kendall's like, I'm working on the Dino Spike Charger. And then they go, yeah, they're going back to check out the chick, and I love the fact that when they like are looking in the book to find out about this thing on the guy's chest and what it is, and the pendant, I love how they say this was hidden in the deepest, darkest corners of New Zealand. I'm like, oh no. Like it's Lord of the Rings. Like the deepest and darkest corners of
Course.
evil New Zealand.
Of course.
Ooh.
Of course. Because everything is in New Zealand. But yeah, I
But yeah,
mean,
they go
you
back. Yeah, they
have.
go back to her, and this is when she tells them the story because they all pretty much still agree that Chase lacks focus. And then she tell, and that's when she's like, "No, I was closing up my shop, and my baby carriage flew down the hill. And since Rocky, Aisha, and Adam weren't around, Chase ran after it with a skateboard. And oh, it was a cat! Oh, it was a cat in the
Cute. That was cute.
totes adorbs because we can't threaten the life of a baby unless it's like RPM and Scott's throwing it around." Yeah, and then that's when she told Chase, "Oh, you're so awesome. So here's the Black Energem." Oh, and that's when
Coda.
Coda, yeah, when Coda's like, "So easy for him. I've frozen glacier for thousands of years."
Of
I'm like,
course.
"Oh, poor Coda." It's funny because it's true.
Course.
You almost died.
The minorities have to work harder.
That's
It's
right.
a thing. It's a
Oh.
thing. I mean, I think that scene was cute, with even with her horrible acting or whatever. I think that scene was cute because they were still like, Chase, what Chase could do? Like, Chase, nah. And then she told the story. They had a revelation, like, wait a minute. We have to like warn him or so when was it when Shelby figured out like
Oh, that was
he had to be on his skateboard or a board or whatever for him to focus
okay,
or
they went to fight the monster again, and then the monster got control of all the guys. Straight up, like she had all of them under control except for Shelby, and then that's when he was coming at her, and she realized that when he was on the skateboard earlier that he was, in his right mind. So then she threw the pallet at him, and then
Okay.
he, yeah, he steps on the pallet, so he's skating, and he's like, "Oh, I know what's up now."
Hey. All right, bang bang. Shot you dead or not, because this is Power Rangers, can't just die. I mean, and then like I don't think anything like special happens after this, right? Like monster,
There's some well, there is the fact that after they defeat the monster, they cut to the bad guys, and Sledge had been salvaging junk from the monster, and he found the pendant is still there, and he's like, "This will come in handy later."
Dependent, what
The thing
pendant?
on the monster's
The safe thing.
chest, that he still
Yeah.
has it. So.
So we'll see it again.
Something, yeah, so this is another plot thread that's going to continue in a later episode because it's a good season.
Writing talents.
Remembering things for more than one episode. Ermagerd.
Amazing.
No shopping. Yay.
Oh, and then Coda gets chased by telling him it was his day to clean the floor. And then Shelby's like, "It's your day, Coda." And he's like, "Whatever. I was frozen for thousands of years."
It's like, yeah, I can read the schedule. Guess he can't. Ooh.
But honestly, that the line about being frozen for thousands of years genuinely made me laugh, which is a rarity, it seems like, for shows like this nowadays. So I was quite pleased.
Yeah, overall, this episode wasn't terrible. It's just the lady kind of
Yeah,
ruined it.
the lady was a huge detriment. I mean, it was a simple story, but I thought it told a good story, and it had a couple of clever parts of how they actually solved the problem. And again, it was another one where friggin' Shelby stepped up to the plate, which
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
been quite a theme for this season so far, is that Shelby is getting it done.
That's how we do.
Nope.
How we black girls do.
No worrying about weddings here.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, look, I don't know where that they got the actress though from, but like with the random store lady, but like watch she be like like really famous in New Zealand and
Well,
and then we're all like this person's horrible and like she's like the biggest thing since like sliced bread over there.
that's
I
the
don't know.
thing about how people are like, man, there's they're kind of it feels like they're kind of running out of New Zealand extras. Like
Oh,
every
it's been that way.
yeah, like every like pretty much everybody who is a halfway decent actor over there has already been a Ranger.
Yes.
That's why later in the season we know Mason effing Truman's coming back. What?
What?
You know it.
Like, yeah, they're running out of people. But, you know,
Oh.
maybe they should. Go
Oh,
ahead.
that's the other thing is, you know how he's actually coming back in a normal role? This is skipping ahead, but they have the footage out there of the promotional trailer for Dino Supercharge, and it shows that they have at least acquired the footage for that Kyoryuger versus Abba Ranger versus Jew Ranger movie. And they showed the bad guy, which is basically upgraded Zeltrax. So he might have more things to do. If they're going to
Now
use
that they have him on the
upgraded
payroll, yeah.
Zeltrax. Yeah, upgraded Zeltrax, what's up?
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well,
Spitty.
just let me just can we just like pause for a second and talk about Dino
Supercharge? Not
Supercharge.
Super Dino
I
Charge?
know. Or super yeah, super
It's di yeah, yeah,
Dino.
Dino Supercharge. Yep. That's a thing. I mean,
No, is Dino Supercharge for real?
yeah, they moved the super around. Yeah.
Okay.
The super has been moved.
So, thoughts, my friends.
I think that's just the that's just what Saban says, do it for promotional things so we can differentiate between the seasons. I really think that's all it is. Just like Super Samurai. It's gonna be like Super Samurai, not like Super Mega Force. Where it's we're just putting a break in there and we're only showing you half the stuff, and then it's just the same thing again, we're just throwing a super in there.
Dino Supercharge, y'all. I get it, right? Other shows, they hype their mid-season finale and their mid-season premiere and whatever, but like they don't change the name of their show. Like it's still, you know what you call it, Game of Thrones, still Game of Thrones. The you know Lost was at the time, Lost was still Lost, you know, like that time, is that like super Lost?
We're super lost now. We're super friends.
Game of Super Thrones, like I mean they don't like it, just it to me. You did it once, okay, you know, you did it the other time, okay, you know what, I can get it because new suits and everything, get it, right? But every year now, or every other year, technically, but
Pretty much. I mean, that's how it's gonna be.
it just see and then it ha and then the super, like y'all can't come up with any other adjective.
I don't know what to tell you, Chief.
Any like get a thesaurus, like bust it out, start using it, because the super is getting kind of played out like force. Like force and super should be banned from any other season titles.
Oh,
For real.
I mean, I agree. Trust me, you're not gonna get any contrarian thing out of me on that one. But I don't know. At this point, as long as it's still good, I'll live with it. And as long as they're not trying to cram two different Sentai seasons into two very, very short Power Ranger seasons, I'm okay. 'Cause that was just the worst idea ever.
It was truly outrageous. So I would have to say that, okay, yeah, this episode five wasn't too bad, you know. Sorry, it's fine, cool. Episode six.
This was the episode that Lisa and I watched together in Lexington.
Oh.
And we tried to do it running commentary on it. Don't know if that's ever going to see the light of day, people.
Probably not. Wasn't much to say. Really, wasn't much to, honest to God, it wasn't much to say. Was this about
The
Riley?
thing is, though, is you know there's someone's going to want to hear that. just how ridiculous it is.
Like, was this the one about Riley?
Yeah, this was the hot shot episode.
That's why I have nothing to say. Like,
Yeah.
out of everybody, like, I honestly have no, I mean, I'll say no qualms, right? You know, there's some qualms here and there with each person, whatever. But
Let's
sweaters
okay, let's hold on.
is on my last nerve.
Let me just say, okay,
On my
for the
last
people before we get into this, before
nerve.
we get into this, not only is this episode the homoerotic festival, but this is the episode where, or imagine Lisa and I on a bed,
Oh yeah.
hunkered
Oh
over
yeah.
a tiny
Oh.
computer, sharing earbuds, barely, and the episode likes to keep crapping out on us like two or three times throughout the entire thing. It was a truly special moment when we watched that, and this ended up being the homoerotic festival. So it was quite a thing the first time around that we saw this episode. Just gonna lay that groundwork out there for the people.
My last nerve.
It'll never compare
I
to MMPR 2010.
Very true. Which did see the light of day.
I don't know. Lisa and I tried to do a Ghost Ager episode that was pretty good too.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. No, it's so.
So we got a good track record going. We watch all the good stuff together, all of
It's
us.
just, for me, Riley is annoying. Like, I don't know if it's the voice. I don't know if it's the sweaters. I don't know
Nope.
if it's face.
Sweaters are great.
I just don't know. I don't know. He just seems okay. Like, I don't know if he's supposed to be the nerdy type
He's
or whatever.
just a wiener. That's his character, is he's a wiener. He's just like, yeah, I don't know if we should be doing that.
Why don't you take it seriously?
Yeah.
Aren't you fucking?
Yeah, so basically this episode starts out as friggin' Top Gun, where it's just a slow-mo of Riley working out because
Fly into the danger zone.
So that's what's going on. And then to ensure that things are now super serious, we cut to Poissandra trying to pick out a wedding cake with a monster that creates cavities. This is simultaneously Power Rangers at its best and worst. I can't hate on it because I'm like, this is Power Rangers. This is what they do. They got baked into a giant pizza. This is what happens. And I can't fault them because her storyline is that she wants to get married, so it's not a new thing. It's not a random out of nowhere thing.
But
It's still a cake baking
it
monster.
should it be the only thing? Should it be the only thing? I know she has the undercurrent of like going against what's his name?
Fury.
Fury.
Fury, yeah.
I get that. Okay, you know, which would be cool if they focus on that a little bit more than like I want to get married, so therefore I have to be Fury at his game and make sure that I'm the best villain and everything is about her getting married. I get it. I get it. I get it. You like yourself some busted, rusted, crusted old metal. Got it. Understood. That should not be the only thing
Well,
that's on your mind.
that's the thing is though, is I think that
They shifted all the wedding crap from the Rangers to
yeah,
the
but the
Yeah,
thing
I think she's the
is though, like in this scene, she has him give Fury a toothache, and I also think that based on what happens near the end of this episode and then the next episode, they really are creating a nice direct competition between the two villains. I mean, something is going on there, and it's consistently going on there. So I can't hate that because, again, God forbid we actually have villains who have storylines and conflicts with each other, as opposed to we're bad because of reasons,
We're
and
aliens
we don't like humans, and that's all you need to know.
going to take over the earth. That's it.
Yeah, it feels more
Yeah.
natural with her.
Yeah, so I mean, it's nice to have some. And beyond the fact, I mean, at least she's doing. I mean, so far she's done more than her Japanese counterpart.
This is true.
So I mean, she's not just singing.
In the Japanese version, they practically did nothing.
Yeah,
So.
literally all it was her and frickin' Purse Man running around, flopping around on things, and every once in a while she'd turn human and sing. Because that's a thing that happened. Yeah, so anyway, we go from that to more of the Chase and Riley conflict, because once again, Riley is hitting them tennis balls. He loves his tennis balls. And Chase is just drinking a soda. And then, like, I remember this because we were sitting there, and then you said, "Is he going after those tennis balls again?" And then immediately Chase takes off his headphones and like, "Are you going after those tennis balls again?"
It's like they read my mind.
So I was a big fan of that. At least if they're gonna do it, they're gonna call themselves out. So,
Sure, this is true.
and Chase basically is telling Riley that, you're doing the same thing all the time, and that's good and all, but you're not very adaptable, and that's more important in the long run, is to, be able to take whatever comes at you instead of just being prepared for the one certain scenario that you expect to be coming. So, I mean, and it's a good lesson, and Riley promptly responds with, "But you gotta practice." Let's see, and then we get back to the Dino Bite, where there's free samples of cake everywhere, and
Course.
everybody picks up the cake, except for God, I keep
The
saying yes,
Rangers.
except for Riley. Riley's the smart one, right? In this one, yeah,
In
Riley's
this
the one
one.
that, yeah, well, because I mean, they gotta at least show that Riley isn't like a complete loser or whatever. It
Right,
wasn't.
he. I think yes, he was the one who tell to see. He was just like, "Yo, put the cake down," because like he was seeing everybody's reaction to the cake, you know.
And he actually was paying attention to the surroundings, and he was, he's always on guard, ready to go, unlike the others, where he doesn't really,
Ready to whine,
he doesn't really relax. And he was the one that immediately grabbed all the cake. He's like, "Nah, son, none of that. Everybody's getting hurt." And then they go in the back and they find a tied up black man.
Always gotta be the black ones. Yeah, go ahead. So,
Yeah, the actual chef. Because no, it's Crazy Cake Man's here. Was this his name, Cavity? I think his name was actually Cavity.
might have been.
Yeah. So then they find him and they're like, "Ooh, what's going on with the crazy monster?" And they so then Chase and Riley go after the monster, and they let him, he gets away because they don't have teamwork. And I think from there is when they go to, they start talking about the storyline that's is going to be playing over the next few episodes, is the fact that they do mention the fact that they're going to start looking for the pterodactyl, which is a pteranodon, by the way, but whatever. So then they're going over the cake samples after the monster gets away. And I thought this was actually a pretty funny scene too, where Kendall and Riley are getting their nerd on by labeling every single individual cake sample and trying to decide, like, "Ooh, this person ate this much of the cake and it took this long for them to feel an effect in their big scientific method." And then Chase is like, "Whatever, I gotta clean this mess up." And he just starts throwing everything away in the trash can,
No.
because ain't nobody got time for that. And let's
You
see, and
eat the
then
cake, you get hurt.
that, yeah, and that's all that matters. Eating cake, gets hurt, fix the problem. Boom.
Then Riley, why are you doing the cake? We just it was too much. It was really too
Kendall's
much.
in the background got that RBF going on. She's just giving it. She's just giving it to him.
I'd rather take that than whiny McWhinerson. You know, I it's just it was, and I get it. It's his focus episode.
Right.
You know, he's supposed to speak up and be the strong person that he thinks he is. But your whine, too much. There's you want some cheese with that wine, as other people would say, because I can't.
Yeah.
I
I mean,
cannot
I get that they were
with
trying to show a
him.
dynamic in the fact that yes, Riley needs to learn from Chase, but also they weren't making it seem like he didn't know what he was doing, you know, by him being the one that noticed the cake and stuff like that. So they were trying to create a balance and show that both of them are right in some ways, which I appreciate.
Which is great, but talk
But yeah,
less. That's
although the
it.
Riley character still does come off a bit whiny, at least they weren't just flat out. And like it was kind of like earlier when they had that conflict between Tyler and Chase, where neither one of them was technically 100% right when Tyler ran off after the monster or whatever, that sort of thing. So it's at least it's nice because it's them learning lessons from each other and not just a straight up, here's me force feeding you your lesson because it's your turn this week, you know?
Which is fine. That's great. Whine less.
Yeah.
Tyler didn't whine, and Chase didn't whine in their scenarios. They, had a little chip on their shoulder, but didn't whine. Riley whines. I can't take it.
Yeah.
He needs to grow some balls. Something. Let him drop. Do something. I don't care. Do whatever you need to do so that it's not annoying to me. Like however you think that, like, oh, look, the character he's doing, at least he's doing this and he noticed this or whatever. All I hear, like kind
Yeah.
of like what the Charlie Brown people and the adults all wah, 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 like
I won't get into the specifics of it, but there actually is some really cool individualistic thing for the Green Ranger later on in Kyoryuger, and I hope they really get to that and they utilize it, you know, obviously put their own spin on it, but I think they should have some nice redeeming episode for him later on. I think it's not going to be as soon as you'd like it to be, but it'll be
Number
there.
16. Whoop whoop.
And then the next scene actually was one of my favorites so far out of all the episodes was the one where Keeper, yes, the mentor character is actually doing something.
He's actually
Hold on to
mentoring.
your butts. He's doing something.
What?
He's in the episode?
He's the one that teaches Chase, not Chase, I mean Riley. He teaches
Riley.
Riley that even though Chase does something in a different way than the way you would do it, that doesn't make the way he would do it wrong. And that was the whole, you can take a ball and just throw it into the basket, or you can take a ball and hit it so it bounces off these crazy walls and then it lands into the basket. You accomplish the same thing both ways, but one was vastly different. And but you
But
know you
if you do it the Riley way, you just do it directly. So let's get to it.
directly
It's
isn't always the right way. It's not
the
always
quickest. Why are you bouncing it off the walls? Chase.
because it's cool looking. Because he's a hot shot.
Look, man, what the keeper was trying to tell them is like, look, okay, Riley, I know you and a Christian and all, right? So just because you believe in the Jesus, right, and this other guy over here, he believes in
Yahweh.
he believes in the skateboard gods, okay? It's all going to the same goal, same path. He just taking a different path, all right? So I know you're Christian folk, that's not only one way to the right one. Yeah, see, he was trying to throw in some religion up in that piece, but you can't really say Jesus, can't really say skateboard gods, because
And that's when
kind of weird.
everybody's trying to track the monster, and Jay's just like, I just went to where all the people were. So, hey, there he is. Hey, fancy that. I found him. None of you else did. There he is. Yes, and so now once again, Chase gets a spell put on him because he's good at that. And he gets a crazy cavity. Oh, it's hilarious. We're cavitying it up.
All right, all through the morphing call, all through the roll call, all through everything.
Again, when that first happened in Kuru, I laughed my ass off. When he because they're so big and dynamic with their calls and the way they sold it was hilarious, and I was actually surprised they kept it in. I thought that was one of those things they'd be like, oh, this is too cheesy for Power Rangers, let's get rid of it and do a regular roll call.
Nope.
But they threw it in. Oh, it's fun. It's
I
fun.
liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But and this is where Riley starts calling Chase Hotshot all
The
of
dang
the time.
time.
Yes. And he goes, "Don't force it, Hotshot." I'm like, hey, that's what she said. Good God. It just got really gay. Like super gay.
Just pour out one for Tristan in here. A little too
Yeah.
little.
And
Yeah.
again, this is a thing for me, but like, okay, I understand that they're telling you this is how teamwork works, but why would switching your dino chargers make either of you stronger? If
Not stronger, different.
ah.
Because there's not just one way to get to the goal, my friend. Different ways getting to the same goal, especially
Adapting
when
to
you
the
work
situation.
together.
Because if I slash you with a parasaur instead of a velociraptor, oh snap!
It actually, if you think about it, on the scientific level, if different now see now you see I got too deep, man, so now I'm gonna get all my terms wrong, but different reactions to different chemical reactions when they combine with different elements that pick create different reactions and different things and different results or whatever. So it might be that it might not be more quote unquote powerful, but it will create a whole new power
Yeah, you
that
saw the
might be
CG heads.
useful.
They were little chomps. They were different.
Might be useful in the future,
So thankfully, green, black, and black, green were the super perfect reactions for Cavity Monster. Okay, gotcha. All right,
I'm
sounds
trying
super
here.
legit.
I'm
I'm
trying,
down.
okay?
I'm down.
They want to look fancy. Is that what you want to say? They don't want to look fancy.
Yeah.
They want to little try something a little different.
Yeah, it's just like
Well,
bouncing it off the walls. You don't need to, but you do it, and it's flashy.
and thankfully it works.
Yeah,
Because if it didn't, you'd look really stupid.
like we wasted all that time and it failed. All right.
You know how like they like do like that high flying kick in the air and they spin around and all that other stuff before they kick them? Don't need to spin around, right? Who cares? But gets the job done. Same way.
Like every time you jump in the air and kick somebody, you don't have to go Z-huh, but you do it. You do it. Because,
You don't have to give somebody a crotch shot. You know what I mean? You don't, but gets the job done.
Yep.
You know?
It does. It does. It does the thing.
So, no hate. No hate.
Okay. And again, this episode ends with a little bit of Poissandra being like, "Ooh, I'm gonna get you, Fury." So, there's a thing going on there. That's good.
Foreshadowing.
Oh. And then Chase is Riley's giving Chase this heartfelt apology
I like that.
oh yeah, actually I like
about
that
how
part.
he was
I do like
wrong and I need
I
to
like this
listen to
because that
you.
is totally me. Tune him out.
And then Chase takes out his earbuds. He's like, "What's going on? Say what? Okay, cool. Let's go slow-mo run again." And then the other Rangers show up and they do some crazy like
We want to get in on this action.
crazy jumps in the air with high fives midair and
Yeah, Riley's like, do whatever you want. That's great.
all
What?
these
We have to, what?
flippy doos while everybody has their color coordinated workout gear on. And then little Rocky stair running at the end. It was a thing. It was definitely a thing.
It was as if they were,
Showing off.
or sponsoring a sports brand. It'd be great, but can't. Should have though. Be great.
Tyler's.
It's like sponsored by Nike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get that little swoosh going on.
Tyler's doing a
Bring
little
out little
parkour.
kids. Same. Saying. See, they missed out. Saban, you missed out on the opportunity.
Throwing it down.
Oh boy. So yeah. All right. Two episodes down. So far.
Yeah, I mean these
I mean,
again, we're still in the in very much of the character building, and we're talking about the plot that's coming forward, but we really haven't gotten to it quite yet.
right, and of course, a couple of characters, a couple of episodes, annoying, right? So,
Again, that's the thing is I'm still at this point, even if I'm watching these episodes and they might not be my absolute favorites, there's still ones where I'm like, I'm still watching these characters develop, and by the end of it, things are actually changing for them. You know, it's like it doesn't feel like these are waste that are going to be forgotten the next week.
Anyway, so we
Well, forgotten by the show itself. Not by people who haven't watched these episodes in weeks and weeks and weeks.
episode 7, my friend.
This is the dig.
Right, where she drinks all the boys' Kool-Aid. Got
Shelby got the thirst.
it.
Yes. So everybody's in their sweet little color coordinated brown jumpsuits, digging for the energy. And Shelby is, again, because this series has been doing a very nice job of focusing on Shelby and show, you know, girl power. Not, you know, not she actually is doing things as opposed to, I like to take pictures of butterflies and flowers. You're my best friend.
And I'm gonna stare in the sky and talk about how nature is so beautiful and get really breathy. Yeah, like I'm so glad that's not her.
No,
So
she
glad.
is getting it done straight up. Like they are digging, and then she comes up with the idea of looking through history and saying, okay, where are these dinosaurs? Where did they used to be located when they were around? And compare that to all of the energy signatures that we're looking for, and that would at least help us triangulate a better area of where to look. You know, she's trying to pinpoint it down.
Brilliant.
Right. And the guy's like,
Yeah, and
meh,
the guys are like,
meh.
Bobbleys. They have no time for her because you're a dumb girl, I don't know, something. And then she's like, pff, she huffs out of there, and she huffs back and needs the keys. And she huffs out of there again. But oh, and by the way, I also noticed in this episode that unfortunately they did some bad editing because we have monsters that are in the prison that have already been destroyed.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, so little bit better job on that one, possibly. That would help. But yeah.
Unless they have a replicator, you know what I mean?
Ah, yes. Of course. So then Shelby goes back to the base to, you know, vent to Kendall and tell her sweet theory. And of course, as usual, Kendall's like, please. And finally she pauses and listens to Shelby and says, yeah, that would be a good idea. That could do a thing.
We could do this, and this might work, and I could build a thing.
You're not as stupid as I thought you were. And that is when they decided to start looking for the Ankylosaurd, the Aqua Ranger, as it would be, because they can't say cyan or whatever. I don't know. So they build their little machine that if they put the gem in, if they put the little dino charger in, it'll help them pinpoint where it is. And the guys come back and, ooh, they're so impressed. Let's see.
It's like, oh, you were impressed because the white woman did it. I see how it is. Racists.
We just had to
built
go back for her approval.
it.
And then that's when they find the spot and
But
Sledge. Yeah,
first,
Sledge intercepted the signal that they were bouncing off the satellites.
the unencrypted signal,
Yes,
because
because
he's.
Kendall forgot to encrypt it. And so they capture the signal, so they both arrive at the site at around the same time. Fight with a new monster. New monster stings Coda, so Coda and Tyler can show off all of their sweet fighting skills against each other, because that's why they did that scene. Because they're easily the two most athletic guys on the team, and they like to play around with each other. I've seen Facebook. That's all
And
they do.
Instagram.
They just dress up as Spider-Man and fight each other. That's what they do. And so, and then the big Ankylo comes out, and it's all going nuts. And Shelby's like, yeah, he's probably got a stinger in him just like Coda. And everybody's like, oh, that makes sense.
Smart girl.
So they finally rip the thing out of Coda. And then the Ankylo goes crazy and it leaves. And let's see. Oh, and that's the interesting thing is that once they get back to the base, that's when the keeper tells them, if the Ankylosaurus is out there's probably already an Aqua Ranger out there, but for whatever reason, we don't know who they are.
Because they're hiding from them crazy heifers. I mean, you think about it, right? If I'm a ranger, right? And I know I have some kind of special power or whatever. And then I see these colored fools going out there trying to save the world and get hurt and all this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, y'all got this. I'm
Deuces.
good. I'm good.
You guys keep my Zord. I'm gonna sit over here.
I'm gonna just chill out at a dino bite and do my thing hidden because anybody got time. So I don't blame him or her or whomever it is. So.
No. And then Kendall's all like, well, I gotta go fix this myself because I'm the one that made a mistake. And once again, as she's really good at doing, Shelby stows away. That's her thing. And then, like,
She likes hiding a lot places.
she must be the Aqua Ranger.
Dun dun dun.
Yes. And then, like, the monster shows up and absolutely beats the crap out of Shelby and throws her in a hole. It's just absolutely just throws her around. And then the monster delivers the best line of the episode because he tells the Vivix, attack the nearsighted scientist. And I'm
No.
like, oh, snap. For some reason, that's so much better than the traditional get them or whatever. The fact that he individualizes it with nearsighted scientist. And then Kendall starts doing some shovel foo, beating on the Vivix, showing that she knows what's up because she's gonna be the
She stole all
Purple
those moves from Tyler in the premiere.
Ranger. That's right. but then Shelby's stuck down in the hole and she finds the Ankylosaurus, and then the Rangers show up, save Kendall. Shelby pops up with the pops up ready to fight, and she's like, looks like it was a close call until I showed up. Shelby just beasting on them right now. She takes out the monster by herself. Just her
Like,
little
I
drill.
got
Just her
this.
little drill. Boom. Dead monster. Pow.
What would you do without me? Oh, right. Die.
That's right. Sister in the house. Yeah, so they take out the monster, and then we get back to the ship. And I love the fact that Poissandra actually said under her breath, maybe I'm smarter than you think, Fury, better watch your back.
But wait a minute, didn't we miss the part where like Fury, like he's trying to t he has the machine at some point.
That's
The
that
E
that's that's
tracker.
not till the next episode. Yeah, that's the next episode. Yeah.
Why am I
This episode, he
forgetting?
just tried to tattle on her, like after the first fight with the monster. He's like, well, she messed up. And Poissandra ain't taking that. Because I thought this was a fantastic episode in the sense that there's three main female characters in this show of Poissandra, Kendall, and Shelby. And all three of them shined really, really well in this episode. Like, they all had purpose. They all did something, and it wasn't just background garbage. Like, I mean, it was straight up about them as individuals. And
Spy, you said you enjoyed the last
these
two.
two,
What did you
yeah.
enjoy about this one?
I like that the plot seemed to be becoming more clear. Like they were going after the next energems or whatever.
Instead of just
Instead of
training with tennis balls, that's what you're
Yeah,
talking about?
I'm tired of
Yeah.
like the episodic. Oh, here's our lesson of the day. Now it's over. Now we've digested that. Now we're on to the next episode. I like an overarching storyline.
And people actually online start thinking that this blonde girl who just gave them their drinks is the Aqua Ranger just because she showed up right when they were talking about the Aqua Ranger.
That would
I
have
mean,
been funny.
it could be, well, it
Yeah.
could, okay, a little, okay, I'll say this. In Kyoryuger, it's a guy, but at the very end of the series, because his character is dead, they have to give it to somebody alive. and they give it to Deca Yellow.
Oh.
So it becomes a female at the very end of the series for the last couple episodes. So it's possible.
We
It
don't
is
know.
possible.
Because that's the thing is again, in Kyuranger, this episode, the Aqua Ranger is there. It's none of this nonsense. The Zord's there, so the Ranger's there.
Oh.
They're purposely holding out for whatever reason.
Oh, we haven't seen a casting side or anything for this one.
I don't think so.
So, like in Kyuruger, did they have to make a skirt when the chick
No,
became?
they just have yeah, well I mean yeah, a skirt appeared when the chick morphed, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I mean they had
Which is dumb. You know what I mean? Like, it was a guy, then all of a sudden my morphin energy is gonna create a skirt. All right. Yeah, sure.
I don't know these
This
things.
this morphin grid is kind of funky.
I don't
Saying
know what
it's kind of
why did
sexist.
SPD just decide to not use skirts for female characters? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But for whatever reason, that's the series that didn't
Because
do
it
it.
looked great. It looked great. It looked like they were all in uniform and they're all equals. We don't need no skirts. We don't need no extra fabric in our way. No skirts, no capes. That's what I'm
Oh, you
saying.
leave the
We
capes
should just
alone.
add that in there. No skirts, no capes. What?
I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it.
I'll make a
Those Deca
t-shirt.
Rangers
Anyway.
were on display. They needed to cover up, get some
Choo
modesty.
choo 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 Deca Deca. Anyway, so and then of course Shelby shows up and everybody hides the drinks. Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's a call back to the beginning of the episode. I got a nice little chuckle.
Yeah, hide your drinks, hide your wives. I mean,
And
you didn't.
hide everybody because they rape hide your husbands too because they raping everybody. Yeah.
Because she drinking everybody up in here.
Yes. And then I thought it was cute because then Coda's like, my grandpa was a great inventor too. I'll show you the invention he invented. And then, of course, he draws a wheel. Oh, it's
No.
funny because he's a
No, it was not.
caveman, invented the wheel. And then Kendall shows up and Shelby wants to give her a fist bump. And Kendall's like, say, what? What was that? Was that? I don't know. She does, white girl don't do fist bumps. But yeah.
But they do give
They do
gifts.
give gifts. And she gave Shelby a very nice fossil, which is probably the only time since I was a child that I've ever actually laughed at a poop joke.
No.
Why? Nothing wrong with a good poop joke every once in a while.
No, they're really pushing their cable.
I thought it was fun.
No.
They told like two or three jokes in succession at the end of the ep that episode, and I found them all to be at least charming.
I don't like the poop. I don't like the broken English. No, none of it. This
Oh,
whole ending.
well, his English is
It
slowly
is. It
getting
is
better.
slowly getting better. It is very tangibly getting better. Maybe.
Because it used to be me walk, you stay. Like, it was very rudimentary. And now he's like, cracking jokes and stuff,
I
like
know
with
he's
whole
like
sentences.
the go-to guy for jokes, and it's always like in that broken English, like we get to punchline 5 minutes later. No.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, so we're all racists, right? It's
I
great.
didn't say
No, I don't
anything.
want him to be the broken English guy. I want him to be the included. I want him to be on
He's
everybody
going.
else's level.
He's getting there. I think it's nice that they're actually showing him slowly but surely get there. I think it's fun.
Because you wouldn't want the caveman to all of a sudden,
Yeah, just start speaking
perfect
perfect English,
English.
yeah. And you wouldn't want him to stay completely stupid caveman the whole time. So I think it's a nice in between.
Or did you just not want a caveman?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's an interesting storyline, but I just don't imagine that he would, still be walking around in shorts, like, oh, I gotta sleep on my cave because I'm a caveman and I can't, appreciate the luxury of a bed.
You telling me you didn't see Encino Man, that documentary?
I don't know.
Oh,
He
well.
might beat the bed still. Like, I mean, he's
Yeah,
there's certain things he's
you're
improved upon and certain things he did has not. So, unfortunately, we still gonna get the man sleeping in the cave, beating up cell phones. Sorry. So yeah, episode 7 though. How did it end? It ended with
I just told you how it ended. Poop.
cave joke.
Poop joke.
Cave joke and a poop joke and
Lots of poop.
yeah, so that was the thing.
And then in the next one, we get the fart joke. Oh my gosh. Hilarity.
Again, that's another joke where I'm like, wow, they actually kept that from Kyoruger? Okay. Because they left.
Remind me of this fart joke
The
again.
Megazord has fart power.
Right.
That's one of the many extra chargers that they have. Because they didn't use some of the. Because the Pink Ranger in this most recent in episode 7, she actually uses a couple of them. Because there's one where you can make somebody fall in love with you, and there's one where you can blow up to like the size of a balloon or whatever, and float around. That the Blue Ranger likes to use a lot in Kyoruger, but they skipped all those extra ones just for her beating the monster straight up. So I was surprised that I thought they were just going to skip pretty much all of them if the one because a lot of them are just dumb powers, but they kept that fart in there. Come on,
Cause
fart.
it's
It
funny
is
for
hilarious,
the
hilarious. Yeah. So this episode starts with more Poissandra and Fury at each other, and she's like, "I'm going to use my brains against your brawn. I'm going to take you down." Yeah. So. Oh yeah, this is the Ryan Steele episode.
children.
I remember now. Yes. This is Tyler writing in his journal on June 10th, which is my birthday, by the way. We're just throwing that out there. He's writing about his daddy on my birthday. I enjoyed that. Yes, but he pines for his daddy, just like Ryan Steele, and he still has his daddy's bracelet. And this is my thing is okay. I feel like this show is a little better than this in the sense that this is one of those things I said that I didn't like that this show wasn't doing, which is we're going to really, really focus on this thing that we haven't really talked about for a while because this is the episode where by the end of it comes up and becomes important. You know, because we haven't really seen him talk too much about his dad for a little while. Or his bracelet, which is now becoming a big thing in this specific episode. And of course, this is the one where it starts to come to a head where we realize what's going on, at least a little bit. So that was a little bit forced, in my opinion. I don't know.
I think it was all right. I think we needed the reminder, at least for this episode, because it hadn't been brought up in a while.
That's the thing is, I would have liked the reminder, you know, in an earlier episode, so that by the time we got to this episode, it wouldn't have been needed to say, "Hey, remember this thing? Remember it? Remember it? It's
It's
important
fine.
now." I
It's
don't
fine.
know. I hold this series to a slightly higher standard than reasonable.
Well, his storyline of he lost his father, I mean, it's just a really tired storyline in general, and it's no fault to the character, you know, it's just a storyline that has like kind of been there, done that, bought the t-shirt type
Right.
of thing. So, you know, anytime you talk about his father,
Right. And also, Tyler's left-handed, so he's awesome. Also throwing that out there. But he has like the worst penmanship I've ever seen. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. Anyway, moving on. Looking for the gold gem, looking for the pterodactyl. Should be a pteranodon. Looking for the pterodactyl. Yeah. Oh, and Tyler's in his journal, he's like, "Ooh, Shelby's cute. Ooh." Because the red and pink rangers always need to be together.
Always.
Always.
Get the minorities together.
Don't let them mess up our white gene pool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Apparently.
Because the white girl can't ever, I mean, white girl, the black girl can't ever, you know, get a little vanilla in her life. No, she has to stay with her kind. I see how it is. I see how it is.
Yeah, and I actually really like what they did next is the whole Tyler, go get the truck while we secure everything, and then the Rangers just show up and jump in the car and don't say anything, and he just drives off with them.
Okay, we're morph now. All
Yeah, he's like, oh,
Oh,
okay.
you guys ain't talking? That's a first. Okay.
I
So you
trust
just
you completely.
Yeah.
I
Well, you're the Rangers.
know,
We're Rangers. Let's all drive together. I'm just random civilian driving with the Rangers. So then the car breaks down, he goes to fix it, and then he gets a call from Shelby. He's like, ha, you drove off without us. Really funny joke. He's like, say what? I'm looking right at you right now. And then he just gets beat down, like straight beat down by the Clone Rangers. And after the yeah, let me see. Oh yeah, the monster shows up, he beats him down, and then Tyler's like, I gotta go fix this problem myself. Time for merchandise. Here's my motorcycle. So he's going to look for the tracer while the Rangers have to go out and fight the clones. And another thing that
Attack of the Clones.
yes, because that's the rule. There always has to be an episode every season where there's clones of the Rangers. And another thing I thought was interesting was I at this point in time, I just need to say if it's weird and it's dumb and they did it in Carol Ruger, they'll still probably do it here. Because Chase was able to tell which Rangers were his friends and which were the fake Rangers because he put tiny little flowers on them. Which at least they did show him earlier in the episode playing with flowers, so I guess that's something, right? Thing, right? That's a thing?
It worked. I
Yes.
mean, it
Okay.
ties in with his little ladies' man thing,
Yeah.
'cause he was like, "You, she loves me, she loves me not."
So he
I can
uses flow.
imagine the justification was much, much weirder in Japan.
I think it was more just a thing where they're like, "Oh, you were able to tell it was us because we're good friends and you know our personalities." And he's like, "No, I just put flowers on you." Nope. No friendship here, my friend. It's just, oh, there they are. Yep. By the way, another thing I think is weird is like, if Tyler is like driving his bike around and he has like a full picture in picture talk to you on a phone in his headset, why does he also use his belt buckle as a phone the same way? Like, it
I don't know.
seems a little redundant, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. Just throwing that out there.
You want logic? Please.
I don't know.
Please.
Yeah. So anyway, Tyler goes after Fury, and we get to the cliched, oh, my bracelet fell off. Fury recognizes it. And Fury says, this brings back memories. What does this mean? And then Fury's about ready to kill Tyler, and then some like spirit comes out of him and stops him from doing it, which, let's be honest, everybody knows what's going on now. They're not going to tell you, but we all know. So it stops Fury from attacking so Tyler can go join the team. And then let me see what else is. Fury's like, oh, I'm in control, because he's clearly fighting off the spirit of, yeah. Anyway, and then Fury is the one who gets in the way and stops Poissandra from finding the gold energem after they defeat the monster. And that is when they when Ch when Tyler makes the decision. And he's like, okay, Chase, you're the
Take it
hot
out.
shot. You're my hot shot.
Kill
So,
shot.
yeah. So you need to destroy the E-Tracer. We don't want to lose it, but it's either that or Fury keeps it. So Chase makes the pinpoint shot. He destroys the E-Tracer, but unfortunately the gold charger along with is still in the machine, and Fury has already gotten the coordinates from the machine. So he still knows where to go, and he has the power to control the pterodactyl when he finds it, even though it would only be a short time because it would eventually run out of energy and he doesn't know how to charge it. Yes.
Might be
So,
just enough, though.
yeah, so he'll be able to gain control in the next episode or two. And that is when they get back to the base, and of course, Shelby found the bracelet.
Oh,
Oh,
she's on it.
They're gonna be
Because
a
she
couple.
loves him, yes.
And then
Well,
it's
she's
just
hot for the dad, though, so I don't know how that's gonna work.
ooh. Ooh.
Dad better, yo, the dad. Okay, so 50-50, right? Dad'll like him, dad'll hate him, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, right? I think the dad should love him. I think that he should love him so much to the point where, like, he is scared off by, like, the ever-loving dad that's, like, welcoming into the family. Like, almost like, hey, guys, you should go on a couple of dates, a few dates. In fact, I'll go with you. In fact, I'll even, blah, blah. All that stuff, right? Be overbearing. Be, like, to the point where, it's like, maybe Shelby, maybe we should just kind of stay friends, man. You know what I'm saying? And the dad's like, that's right. That's right. That's right. Stay away from my girl, yo. So don't do the typical, I don't know, son. I don't know about you, son. Like, don't do that typical stuff, man.
Right. Yep.
Let's make it work.
So, and then it just basically leaves with Tyler telling everybody that something weird happened when I was fighting Fury. It's like a spirit was in him trying to gain control.
Something
And
gold.
and that's where we are left for the next few months because Dino Charge is on hiatus. Right when we're in the middle of the big storyline, things are
Yeah,
starting to
the
pop.
one that we're most looking forward to. The whole Gold Ranger person.
Yep, big C block.
Meh. So, yeah. Overall, Donna Charge, you ain't doing too bad. You ain't
Stepping it
doing
up.
too bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I basically stick by what I said earlier, which is like Dino Charge is not breaking any new ground, so to say, but it is doing everything consistently. It is giving us the characterization we need. It is giving us actual storylines where everybody is useful and individualistic.
Yeah.
And at this point, that's what I want, you know? Like, okay, yeah, maybe it could be better, but it's not doing anything egregious. So I'm all for it.